And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, why the whole heart matters. Also, the climate change cult. And why Jesus loves the Big Ten.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. By the way, I'm watching three dogs, two of which are sick. How insane do you think it is? And oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for a conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break and we're coming back. Stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An angry Senator John McCain, the Senate Armed Services Committee chair, told a hearing on Capitol Hill today that the attacks in California, Paris, and elsewhere show the U.S. is not winning the Islamic State fight.
Whatever illusions anyone may have had that our national security was not at stake in the conflict in Iraq and Syria, or that ISIL was somehow contained, these attacks make it clear that ISIL's threat against our homeland is real, direct, and growing.
FBI Director James Comey told lawmakers on Capitol Hill the San Bernardino attack was an example of a threat from homegrown terrorists loyal to the Islamic State group or other organizations.
They hope to inspire or direct, and the two terms bleed together, people to engage in acts of violence in their home, to radicalize in their home, and to kill innocent people on behalf of these terrorist groups.
Meanwhile, the father of California killer Tashfeen Malik says he condemns and regrets his daughter's action and the killings in San Bernardino. Gulzar Ahmad Malik spoke to the Associated Press by telephone from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. He says he's very, very sad. Tashfeen Malik and her husband opened fire on a holiday office party a week ago, killing 14 people. Demonstrators poured into the streets of Chicago today demanding the resignation of the city's mayor, Rahm Emanuel, following the release of video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. Emanuel says he's taking responsibility for the distrust that is built up between police and the city's black community.
My first responsibility and your government's first responsibility is to keep you and your family safe and to make sure that you feel safe in your neighborhoods. And we have clearly fallen short.
Emanuel has said he will not resign. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 75 points, the NASDAQ dropped the same amount, and the S&P lower by 16, crude oil down 35 cents to $37.16 a barrel. This is SRN News.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Republicans must do better among voters under 30 if they hope to capture the White House. In 2012, these young people comprised just 19% of the electorate, but provided Obama with his entire margin of victory. Among the 81% of voters over 30, Mitt Romney won a majority. But with under 30s, Obama scored a decisive 23-point margin. To avoid repeating this pattern, conservatives must drop slogans like, "Take our country back." Young people don't want to go back. They want to go forward. We should emphasize future reforms, not issues of the past like Obamacare and gay marriage. Let's improve the health insurance for tomorrow, not just repeal a program that was imposed yesterday. On marriage, we should strengthen traditional man-woman marriages, not threaten to undo those same-sex marriages that already exist. To win young people, conservatives must face the future boldly, not try to recapture the recent past. I'm Michael Medved.
It's hard hard enough to deal with an unexpected plumbing issue, let alone all the time and expense to get the job done right. Well, look no further. From leaky faucets to repiping the entire house, Katie, the little plumber girl, the owner and the operator of Fluid Plumbing, has got you covered. Katie has been in the residential and commercial plumbing business for over 10 years. No job is too big or too small. The Little Plumber Girl, serving North County, offers reasonable prices on all of your plumbing needs, including 24/7 emergency service. Call Katie at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com for your next plumbing job and ask about her good neighbor discount. For honesty, integrity, and a great value, call Katie, the Little Plumber Girl, at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com, that's the way to do it. Or phone number 866-KPRAZE, 866-577-2473. Taking a look outside, I want to let you know that Subaru El Cajon is bringing you the weather. And we're going to have to talk to them because the weather, a little cloudy. That's what I'm going to go with. But by the way, it's being sponsored by Subaru of El Cajon, 900 Arnell Avenue. You can reach them 888-801-2450. That's 888-801-2450. Our good friend Chris George, always there, willing to say hi, how you doing? But again, I'm looking at the weather, and it has that feel where it's like, it's going to get colder, so I decided to look at the weather, and guess what? You're never going to believe this.
It's going to get colder?
It's going to get colder. That is correct, sir. So, just so you can be aware, now, it's not like we've been telling you for ages, hey, this year's going to be wetter. We've mentioned it several times, which is why you need to kind of stay in tune with some of our sponsors if you need some help, if you know what I mean. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, in the middle of closing a deal right now today that will open up a ministry in San Diego. You have to love that. If you're thinking real estate, think Sam at thinksam.com. You can always email him, by the way, Sam at thinksam.com. His number, 858-722-7515. 858-722-7515. Thinksam.com. Maybe you're thinking, I'm thinking real estate in 2 years. That works. Talk to him about it. This is a guy that not just knows the trends and knows the players and knows the people that does financing. He knows the business. 20-plus years of doing real estate in San Diego. He's got the fabulous program where he takes 25% of whatever commission he gets from somebody who buys or sells through him, and he gives that to whatever ministry, charity, or church the person wants. That's good stuff. Think Sam at thinksam.com. We say okie dokie. Love that. Big shout out to Little Plumber Girl. We had a chance to spend some time at our show the other day and already has a client from it. Love that. Love when something goes good, it goes well. We think it's a blessing. Good job for Katie. All right, let's go into our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. We ready for this one? It's called Why the Whole Heart Matters. Why the Whole Heart Matters. Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 18 through 20. I'm going to do a pretty bad job on one of these names, but you'll get through it. Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 18 through 20. For a large number of the people, many from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, were unclean. Yet they had eaten the Passover contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah had interceded for them, saying, may the good Lord provide atonement on behalf of whoever sets his whole heart on seeking God, the Lord God of his ancestors, even though not according to the purification rules of the sanctuary. So the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. We don't shy away from controversy around here, do we? Here's a situation where King Hezekiah is reintroducing the Passover, and they're having such a big Passover, such an intense experience, that some of the people that got involved in participating in the Passover, they did not follow the purification rules, and they actually did the Passover incorrectly, contrary to what was written. So there were many unclean, and they were not prepared. Now, most of us would go, But here's something that happened. While they did what was contrary to the purification rules of the sanctuary, while they had not properly prepared, while part of them was still unclean, they tried to follow the Passover, and Hezekiah intercedes. King Hezekiah says, Lord, if they did this with their whole heart, if there was a sincerity to it, if they were seeking you, if all of them was in it and they did it improperly because they weren't prepared and they didn't follow the exact rules, but they did it in pursuit of you, then my prayer, Lord, is that you would atone for them, that you would forgive them, that you would give them a pass because of your grace, because they sincerely sought your face, but they did do it wrong. Can you give them a break here? And I'll tell you right now that if this was taught in a lot of churches, people would go running out with their hands on their ears screaming, because this is not according to sanctuary rules that these people ate the Passover. What do you mean they took this improperly? What do you mean they did the Passover not according to the sanctuary and temple rules? You mean they didn't follow the temple rules and they tried to find God? And in doing that, they did it unclean, and Hezekiah is praying that they'll be absolved? How can they be forgiven? It just seems absurd. And God's response, yeah, I'll forgive them. Sometimes I sit there and I wonder, is the concept of the sanctuary rules and doing everything as perfect as it needs to be done a little bit more man-oriented, where God's like going, I forgive you. I know you're trying. I know you're doing your best. You see, the mindset for a lot of Christians is if you don't do it exactly the way that we tell you to do it, if you don't follow the exact followings that they're laying out, there's no hope for you. Well, that's absurd, isn't it? You know, there's the Ten Commandments, and then there's the church's unspoken Ten Commandments, right? You know that. Everybody goes through that. But here's the reality. Because they were seeking God with their whole heart, Hezekiah's like, Lord, they're seeking with every inch they've got. They did it wrong. They weren't prepared. They were unclean. But can you forgive them? And the Lord goes, yeah, sure. And you think, well, wait, it's not that flippant. No, it's probably more flippant in the context that God is willing to forgive people that pursue him. But you don't understand. They didn't go to class 101, class 102, class 201, 202. They didn't go to 303. Did they go to evangelism 411? I don't know. They can't witness yet, can they? I don't know. The guy was in the tombs. He had 6,000 spirits cast out of him, which is a lot. And then he went to church and made sure he could witness properly. Oh, wait, that's not what happened. Then Jesus said, go tell everybody. That's perfect. And the guy's like, can I go with you? Jesus goes, nope, just go. Should I get a tie? Just go tell everybody what happened to you. Okay, bye. And the Bible says that the people marveled at the telling of his story. You see, sometimes we make the rules greater than the ruler. Oftentimes, there will be Christians who will make the service of the Lord more important than the Lord of the service. It's like, whoa, step it back, Sparky. Ease up. We need to make sure that if somebody is seeking the Lord with their whole heart, but they don't do it perfectly, they understand there's a gracious and merciful God waiting to bless them and touch them. And yeah, they'll get it straight. And if you know how the Holy Spirit works, it usually takes a little while as he moves us into that looking like Jesus phase. But until that happens, there's an abundant amount of grace abundantly available. Eh? You get that same grace. Let's extend it to them. So if somebody doesn't do it perfectly according to the sanctuary rules, and they don't come as properly prepared as they need to be, and they come in unclean, there is still mercy. There is still grace. There is still the forgiveness of God. And that, my friends, is the most powerful weapon, the most powerful truth out of any of these religious wars that are going on. The fact that God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who wrote Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, is full of grace and mercy. He must be pursued, but he is there to be pursued. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home. Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 6 months, a year, 2 years. Who plans that far ahead for the real estate market? What person can possibly be able to give you guidance and insight as to how to approach this monumental notion? Enter Sam Rasul. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, 25% of his gross commission, and it ain't gross, goes to whatever ministry or church you desire for KPRZ listeners. Also, if you're looking to sell your home, Sam will even forward you the money at no interest to make your house ready, up to $25,000 for KPRZ listeners. He just takes the funds back out at the close of escrow. Hey, if you're thinking about real estate, think Sam at thinksam.com. 858-722-7515. That's 858-722-7515. Or email him, Sam at thinksam.com. Contact Sam today.
CrazyPriceMall.com introduces our Super Savings Gift Guide just in time for Christmas. Get special price items to clean and prepare your home for the holiday gatherings with friends and family. Healthy Family carpet cleaning for two rooms hallway for $55 or three rooms hallway for $75. Interior and exterior window cleaning for up to 2,000 home square feet, $69.99. Moving during the holidays? Save on moving costs with a two-person crew, all packing materials, and 3 hours of moving service from Packing Bees for only $156. Looking for a babysitter, nanny, senior or post-surgical caregiver, household assistant, or housekeeper? Crunch Care Nanny and Domestic Services is offering an annual full-value Club Care membership for just $699. All deals are half the retail price. Hire your cleaning crew and domestic services with our Super Savings Gift Guide on CrazyPriceMall.com. Certificates print on demand. Check it out today.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. The GOP suffered a disastrous defeat in Louisiana's 2015 gubernatorial election, and it is crucial that Republicans learn from this catastrophe. Governor Bobby Jindal won the Bayou State with 66% in 2011, and Mitt Romney crushed Obama in Louisiana by 17 points in 2012. But this year, Republican David Vitter lost to Democrat John Bel Edwards in a 12-point landslide. Vitter lost due to character concerns relating to an 8-year-old prostitution scandal he couldn't put behind him. The lessons for 2016 are obvious. If Republicans nominate a candidate for president who raises lingering questions of ethics or temperament, they will lose an election in which other signs point to likely victory. Liberals can look beyond character issues, as their unshakable enthusiasm for Hillary indicates. Many conservatives cannot. I'm Michael Medved.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Okay. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is the easiest way to do that. I will tell you right now, If you are unaware, there are a lot of great things taking place.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Party City reminds us this holiday season, one of the largest threats to children today is automobile accidents. Drivers, remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Drive safely around parks, playgrounds, and residential areas. This from Party City, with locations in Point Loma and Mission Valley for all your party supply needs. Call 619-295-4200. That's 619-295-4200. With a reminder to slow down and give our kids a break. Wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday season.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Tell us about the Subaru Mazda of El Cajon customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Can you imagine fleeing for your life with nothing but the clothes on your back? Persecution against Christians has never been greater. Our brothers and sisters around the world are losing their jobs, their homes, and even their lives, all because of their faith in Jesus. And for those living in areas affected by ISIS or who have fled the terror group, they're desperate for the most basic of needs, food. And right now, through the incredible ministry of Open Doors, you can provide food for a refugee family for an entire month with your gift of $50. For 60 years, Open Doors has depended on the support of generous donors to provide critical support to persecuted Christians in more than 60 countries around the world. But the need is so great right now, and they need your help. Your gift today of $50 will feed a family for an entire month. To find out more and to give, go to opendoorsusa.org/radio. opendoorsusa.org/radio.
Ha ha ha! I have saved the best for the last, because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite. Well, nothing's been truer than that since my microphone went, "Hey, I'm taking a vacay. I'll see ya." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm not allowed to touch my microphone. I have to look at it from a distance. This is kind of weird, but we're going to do our best, because I do want to talk about something that's taking place. It's the CCC that's taking place. You know, we have the DDD for Devotional Diamonds of the Day. This is the CCC. Do you know what the CCC is?
Dave, what's the CCC?
The CCC is Climate Change Cult. The Climate Change Cult. Here's what you got going on. Now tell me what you think of this. President Barack Obama says people will turn to terrorism because of climate change. Number one, I think somehow he may have gotten a bump on his head. Number two, you got to understand that U.S. is the great Satan because of industrialization. So that's why we're, because we helped create good medicine and penicillin. Interesting. And three, I think people on the planet are bored since Friends ended. And so since Friends ended, that's really the reason for much more terrorism. That's what I'm going with, because climate change is not the reason why the religious people of radical Islam hate America. They hate America because, get this, I want this down to the record, we're not a part of radical Islam. It's a religious war, and they hate us because we are not one of them. Consequently, to support President Barack Obama's idea that terrorism comes about because of climate change, MSNBC says climate change is the fault of the United States and the citizens must pay up, because it's a cult. You see how that works? It's a cult. It's like Jim Jones going, "You'll believe what I say." Really? I find it interesting that Senator Cruz says climate change is not science, it's a religion. Like, that is the closest call to accurate I have heard yet. And you're thinking, well, Dave, I mean, it's not good to destroy the climate. I'm not for destroying the climate. I'm just telling you that the reason that there's terrorism does not have to do with the fact that the Edsel put out a lot of pollution. It has to do with the fact that radical Islam takes the scriptures from the Quran, or the writings from the Quran, as I would say it, and they interpret them in such a way as to say killing everybody else that's not like us is cool. That's why they're doing it. It doesn't have to do with anything. Well, if they all had jobs. So what you're telling me is the oil money they get is not enough. Well, it seems to be enough to fund thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. So I think they're doing fine in the old money category. Oh, we hate capitalism, but we're going to sell you oil. Wait. Does anybody think that's logical? Does anybody think that makes sense? If you don't know what the weapon is for the Christian, I'm going to refer you to Ephesians chapter 6. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Yes? That's, of course, 2 Corinthians 11, or 10 and 11. 11:3 as well. But here's the bottom line. We need the armor of God. We need the truth. We need the helmet of salvation. We need the hope of our salvation. We need the power of the truth. We need the anointing of the Spirit. We need every single element of warfare that's spiritual, because deep down, this war is not a carnal war. I know in politics, everything seems carnal, but that's wrong. At the deeper level, it's a war between darkness and light. It's a war between the kingdom of God and every and any other kingdom. And God's kingdom prevails. We have read the end of the book. It's not that difficult. But the reality is, while you're going through this process, the secularists, the progressives, the humanists, the earth firsters are going to do nothing but mock the children of faith. That's their job. And in the meantime, they think appeasement is the answer. I'll tell you the greatest piece of warfare that's most underutilized by the church right now. The power of prayer. Have you noticed that in your own life as a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, that it really got going when you prayed for the Lord to take over your life? And does he know how to take over somebody's life and make a change? Yes. And has he made a change in your life and made a difference for you? Yes. And is that because the power of prayer brings God and the fabric of the heavenlies into the very fabric of this secular plane? It brings heaven into earth, so to speak. Tears the fabric of dimensions and allows the kingdom of God to prevail. That's what the power of prayer does. You talk about your situation. I'm having a hard time paying rent. You think that's bigger than the powers and the armies of heaven? You think that's bigger than God Almighty, who spoke the universe into existence? But Dave, we're fighting an enemy that doesn't like us. They hate us. And yeah, I know. But we are fighting with God Almighty. And our God reigns. And you're like, well, it's all the same God. No, if you told the somebody in the Islamic faith about the Holy Spirit, they'd just laugh at you. Holy Spirit? What? What? What do you mean there's a Father? What do you mean there's a Son and there's a Holy Spirit? Ridiculous. That's right, because the God they serve is not the same God as we serve. Keep it simple. You can't believe in the Trinity and think it's the same. Impossible. But this all comes about because climate change has been called the cult by which all of these things are produced. And the mainstream media and the non-mainstream media are all like, that's what it's all about. It's all about climate change. It's all about what Al Gore says. Yep, that's what it's all about. It's all about Big Macs. Really? Uh-huh. So my process in this is to tell you this. We war. It's a spiritual war. It's a real war. It's the kingdom of God versus any and every other kingdom. Not just the kingdom of Satan, but any kingdom against the kingdom of God. The warfare is the kingdom of light must advance, and we must do that which promotes, strengthens, encourages, and lifts up the kingdom of God. And our warfare elements have to do with the warfare given us in Ephesians 6, have to do with the power of prayer, has to do with the power of forgiveness and grace and mercy. Most importantly for many of us, it has to do with understanding the power of the truth, because it's only by the truth that people get set free. It's not by appeasement, folks. It's by truth. We just don't physically fight to declare our faith, because the truth is powerful enough. You know what the truth does? It sets people free. Most of the people that go into cults, even cults like climate change, are simply looking for a place to belong. And there's the Lord holding out his hand the whole time. They don't know. Well, some of that's the church's fault, I will say. We could do a better job telling. We don't do a very good job communicating our hope, that's for sure. I think dancing on streets of gold and spending billions of years doing awesomely cool things is a fantastic hope. It doesn't have a limit to it, does it? I'm going to have a starship. You might not, but I am. Eye has not seen, neither has entered into the... Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the hearts of the men. Two starships? Two. Wow. Wow, that's impressive. Now let me do that scripture. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. If you can't even imagine that which God has prepared for you, and you can imagine the most outrageous things, like Robo Producer gets a starship and I get a starship, I can imagine that. Heaven is going to be even greater because you can't even imagine that which God has prepared for you. So engage. You just think away, enjoy away, and recognize the real hope is better than that. How cool is that? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to talk about it, why Jesus loves the Big Ten.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Teens and young adults often wonder, well, how far is too far when we're dating? But on today's Focus on the Family Minute, Jesse Manassian warns that that thinking is a step in the wrong direction.
Like, I see physical intimacy like standing at the top of a high vista, like looking at the edge of a cliff, looking at the view. It would be foolish for us to keep inching our way forward to that cliff when so easily one of those rocks can slip and we tumble to our death below. Instead, our question should be, how far back can I stand and still enjoy the view? That's the question that we need to be asking as far as intimacy for young people. There's so much of a relationship that can be enjoyed without even having to get into that danger zone.
The scripture is clear that intimacy is God's gift to married couples. So encourage your teen to wait until the wedding night. Hear more from Jesse Manassian today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
The truth is, a new opportunity and a new season is a gift from God to all people.
And with those words, I'd like to welcome you to Sport.org Radio. I'm Bill Houston. Chaplain Marvin Williams has reminded us that new opportunities come as a gift from God. So how does this happen? Where does it begin?
This new opportunity, this new season, it takes place in a certain place, though. It takes place, Paul says, if anyone is in Christ. So in Christ means the person who believes the gospel. And what is the gospel? The life, the perfect life of Jesus, the death of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus. And so if you believe that, you team up with Christ, and God says you become new. You get a new opportunity to live life and to have God's perspective on life. So if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come.
Oh, this new life, this new opportunity that we have as a result of faith in Christ then prompts us to ask some new questions.
Have I maximized all the time the opportunities that God has given me to live for him, to walk with him, to love him, to tell others about him? We're giving an account, to God. We want to turn our minutes into moments, and we want to be able to look back over the day and say, where were moments, where were God moments in this day that I could have trusted him more, I could have loved harder, I could have shared his love with someone. People can have a fresh start, a fresh start with God.
To learn more about what Marvin Williams is describing, just search the phrase fresh start when you visit sport.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the way to reach me via the email. That's kind of like the best way to do it. I do want to let you know we got a lot of things taking place. I had an email exchange the other day. We probably are going to have Kirk Cameron back on the show pretty soon, which is fun. It's always good. He's always a wonderful guest when he joins us. We got a lot of different things taking place throughout the year. I do want to give you a shout out. We're doing this special thing in 2016 called Church of the Week. It's not you're unfamiliar with it, but we're connecting that with our kind of pastor-to-pastor interviews. Very excited about that. So if you want to have your church considered, just send off an email to me, davidspoon@kprz.com. It's cool because the church gets like $400 or $500 worth of free promotion, plus they get the free interview. It's like $1,000 package. It's for nothing, no cost, no requirements. You know, it's one of those things where we're promoting and giving back into the community. I like that. All right, let's do the one that I know our very own Ohio State Ron he doesn't believe I can use this title. Now, I know our very own Robo producer is not a big football fan, but he will love this one. The title of this is Why Jesus Loves the Big Ten. Why Jesus Loves the Big Ten. You know where this is coming out of? I'm going to guess you won't guess. It's coming out of, you want to get any guess at all?
I do have a guess.
Okay, what's your guess?
The Bible.
That is correct. You are correct, sir. You are a winner. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 5. Who'd have thought? 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 5. When the word spread, the Israelites gave liberally of the best of the grain, wine, oil, and honey, and of all the produce of the field, and they brought an abundant tenth of everything. I want to repeat that and go back and kind of unpack it. 2 Chronicles 31:5. When the word spread, the Israelites gave liberally of the best of the grain, wine, oil, honey, and of all the produce of the field, and they brought an abundant tenth of everything. Now, hold on there, Sparky. You're sitting there saying, wait a minute, Dave. How do you give an abundant tenth? How do you give an abundant percentage? In other words, if you're giving 10%, you got a dollar, and you're giving 10%, that would be 10 cents or a dime. How do you give that abundantly as opposed to any other way? That's why I titled this, Jesus Loves the Big Ten. So how do you give an abundant 10%? Or even consequently, how do you give a cheapo 10%? In other words, you'd love to give an abundant 10%, but you don't want to be accused of giving a cheapo 10%. How do you change that, Dave? Because 10 cents off of a dollar is still 10 cents. Ah, my furry friend, you are incorrect. I know it seems that way, but let me help you with clarification in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And in verse 6, it says this, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he's decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Here's how you give an abundant 10%. You give an abundant 10%. Abundantly, with cheerfulness, with gladness, with joy, with happiness. It's not the amount that's abundant, folks. It's the quality of the give. Do you understand that? You get a check. You get a check for $500. You say, I'm going to pay my tithes. My tithes are $50. I'm going to pay my $50 on $500. Here you go, God. I need this $50 for Cheerios, and I need this for popsicles, but here, I'm going to give you your $50 because it tells me in Scripture that I should give unto you. I should give a percentage. It's 10%. That's what my church believes. Here you go. Here's your dough. That's called a cheapo 10%. You know what? Keep your money. You think God really needs your money? Oh, but the church needs the money. If he can take two fish, this is what I don't get. If he can multiply If you could take bread and fish and feed 5,000 people, you think you need your money, really? You understand, Dave, that's how our system works, right? But that's not how God's system works. God works out in a completely different system. God has this thing where if you give this little bit, he gives back to you generously, pushed down, pressed together, shaken, running over. It's because he's so generous. And when you give your 10% and you give it with an attitude of, fine, here's my 10%. You're not giving an abundant 10%. You're giving a cheapo 10%. And you know what the blessing out of that is? Not much. When you give and your heart's right and you recognize that every single benefit you have, every benefit ever, comes by the grace of God. And in fact, as Acts teaches us clearly in Acts 17, every breath we take, every movement we make is by his grace. Then you recognize that giving unto God is joyful in the way of you to express worship. You see, that's the key. So here's a great question, if not-minded. A happy $50 gift is better than an oh geez $500 gift? Yes. God can do more with less that has the right attitude than the wrong attitude. Did you know that when you give, just so you can understand this, that generosity, listen to this. You know, it says this in 2 Corinthians 9. You will be made rich in every way so you can be generous and on every occasion and through us use your generosity to result in thanksgiving to God. Your money should be happy going in because God's going to bless you coming out. And you're thinking, is that a prosperity gospel? No. But don't give to God like you're just like, oh, okay, twist my arm, Lord. What's your name, Lord? Louis? What, do you got a cousin named Vinny? I mean, don't give to God like he's the mob taking money. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's given you every grace you've ever had. He's given you breath. He's healed you. He's protected you. He's watched over you. You'd think that when we give to him, we would go, cool. We love you. We give to you. We surrender to you. We acknowledge you. You'd think our attitude would be one of appreciation. But Dave, how do you give an abundant 10% with the right heart? You cut that check, you give that cash, you pay those coins, you give that time, you do all of that with the heart that says yes. The heart that says yes, I love you. And I appreciate everything you do and every grace I have and every element you give unto me and every process that we go through together. And here's my smallest of tokens. It's the first fruits. It's not much, but it's what I've got. Please let it be a blessing in your eyes. I mean, that attitude is giving more by tenfold, 10,000-fold. God can do more with the fish and the loaves than he can do with a cafeteria if the attitude is right. Notice when Jesus did his giving that he gave thanks to the Father and then gave it away. And it multiplied. By the way, that is the only miracle outside of the death, burial, and resurrection. The only miracle that's in all four Gospels is the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. It's funny because everything that we go do revolves around money. It's ironic. It's the only miracle in all four Gospels. Check it out. I don't have to defend it. Go look at the NIV study Bible. Look at all the lists. They show you all the different miracles in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's the only one that's listed in all four. And that's because God is trying to communicate something to you. It's a process in many lives to function by understanding there's economics involved. But if you bring your economics to God and he's working with you, could you have a better financial partner? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's the financial partner you want in life. God. So when it says they brought an abundant tenth of everything, it's not that there's 10% that's less or more dollar-wise, but attitude-wise is everything. And I encourage you, strongly encourage you, that if you're going to be a giver, be a giver with the right spirit and the right attitude and the right disposition. Give because you love God. Give because you love. Give because it's the graces he's given unto you. Give an abundant 10%. That's why Jesus loves the big 10. Get it? Got it? Keep it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's hard enough to deal with an unexpected plumbing issue, let alone all the time and expense to get the job done right. Well, look no further. From leaky faucets to repiping the entire house, Katie, the little plumber girl, the owner and the operator of Fluid Plumbing, has got you covered. Katie has been in the residential and commercial plumbing business for over 10 years. No job is too big or too small. The little plumber girl, serving North County, offers reasonable prices on all of your plumbing needs, including 24/7 emergency service. Call Katie at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com for your next plumbing job and ask about her good neighbor discount. For honesty, integrity, and a great value, call Katie, the little plumber girl, at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com.
Loan is a 30-year fixed loan with a 1-0 lender paid buy down. Initial rate is valid for the first 12 months. After that, the interest rate will be 1% higher. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act license.
Hey, Alex Michaels here. You've heard all the lorried ads for 10 and 15-year mortgages in the twos. Listen carefully. A new 30-year loan that has a payment that uses a 2.99% interest rate for the first year has just hit the market. This is a 30-year fixed rate loan at 3.936 APR with the first year at 2.99%. And New American Funding has it. We have figured out a way to allow you to realize your low rate savings in the first year rather than over the life of your loan. Did I mention there are no points and no fees? 2.99%, 3.936 APR with no fees. That's right, 2.99% rate the first year, 0.0 fee loan. These rates are not going to last.
Call New American Funding today at 800-870-7283, 800-870-7283, or visit newamericanfunding.com.
Be thankful this season and get to Team Kia of El Cajon because we want to get you out of your trade. You'll save $6,000 off the purchase of select new 2015 Kias in stock. Plus, we want to approve your credit today. Brand new 2015 Kia Optima lease, just $89 a month or $6,000 off any select new Kia in stock with any trade.
Dude, let's take another road trip to Team Kia of El Cajon.
Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Want to make a difference in the lives of San Diego's homeless neighbors this holiday season? Donate to Father Joe's Villages. Your donation will provide meals, shelter, employment services, health and mental care, and more to thousands seeking help on their path to self-reliance. Remember, when you donate to Father Joe's Villages, you help make San Diego a better place to live. Plus, your donation is tax deductible. But hurry before the year runs out to make your donation and get a tax break in April. Make your year-end gift now. Go to neighbor.org or call 1-800-HOMELESS to donate.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Boy, I'm glad we got that microphone situation situated, which it turns out it might have been my fault. What a surprise. Who would imagine that I would do something to a microphone? Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the way to do it. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I thought that Jesus Loves the Big Ten, that was pretty good. It's like a kind of a giving message, but kind of putting it in its proper place. I do think that it would be really cool for people to just give with a cheerful heart. I have been in a church, believe it or not, and I think you can overdo this, but I thought it was cool because I had only seen it once. Where every time they do the offering, everybody stands up and cheers and claps and they start like, you know, bam, bam, bam. It's like, I think stuff like that's cool. But if you, it's only good if it's real. Because doing anything for a show, that's not going to help anybody. We've all been playing the show game quite a long time. And for those of us who know or understand the show game, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, let me give you a quick example. Ananias and Sapphira, New Testament, Acts. Chapter 5, I think. 4 or 5. 5. Bottom line, they were trying to come off looking better than they were. That didn't pan out so well with the Holy Spirit, did it? Okay, so let's not do that. That's not worth it. All right, I do want to make a comment because I read this and I was amazed. Two things. It's not very political. One's kind of like social, cultural, and one's a little political. It turns out that according to the accounting office for the United States, the CBO, that our taxing, our spending, and our deficit are all up for 2016, as they're already in place, if you didn't know that.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I feel like I'd like to be able to run my finances that way. It's not responsible, I think, but boy, you get a lot of credit for doing it, and you get a lot of stuff for doing nothing. I like that. But it's not the right thing to do. So here's my encouragement. God made you a steward, and we talked about this just in the last segment. God made you a steward over what he has made you a steward of. Let's be faithful with that which he has given us and do the right thing and utilize it wisely and make sure we understand that nobody is determined to be spiritual by that which they possess. Just make sure you understand that. That was pretty clear by Christ. Don't miss that. So I wanted to make a comment on the Star Wars thing because I read this.
Okay. You know, hey, you can't tell I'm excited for the new Star Wars movie.
I can't tell that you're excited. Although when you walk in and you have that thing on your head, that Star Wars countdown this many milliseconds, that bothers me. Anyway,
Dave, I'm not your father.
Okay. That's right. Apparently, Star Wars fans are lining up 12 days early to see the new Star Wars. So I want to say two things about it. First of all, I'm a big fan of sci-fi. Most people know, if you want to check out the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment, I share my testimony how the Lord used comic books, action heroes to actually bring the gospel to an understandable place for me, which I think's, you know, wonderful. And I'm a big fan of sci-fi. And my wife and I, we're going to see the movie, and we're going to see it in 3D because we're 3D junkies. That's how we are.
I have to ask, are you seeing it opening night?
No. We're not doing that. We're not. We did one Star Wars movie opening night, one Star Trek movie opening night, and we've decided we're too old for that.
There's nothing better.
Yeah, can't do it. Can't do it, and it gets a little weird looking, and we think, you know, I'd just like to be able to, like, you know, have the popcorn, enjoy my time, and not have people faint in the aisles. I feel that's good. But here's what I want to say. I want to make sure I get this in. So being a fan of sci-fi, science fiction, I enjoy it. I think it's cool, but I will acknowledge this, and I do think it should be acknowledged, and that is, much like sports. Uh-oh. Dave, don't. Much like sports and many other things that we allow in our lives, things of this nature can be an escape because some of us feel like we need quite a bit of escaping. There's nothing wrong, and I think Marty said it well the other day, nothing wrong with having fun, enjoying things, but I would give one word of caution, and that is enjoy it, but don't ever make this type of thing, you know, like movies, Star Wars, sci-fi, sports, any of those things, any other recreational activities, never make those the escape as much as making it about spending time with the Lord to find regeneration, regeneration, not theologically, just personally, and being encouraged in spirit and just being refreshed. There's nothing in the universe like the presence of God Almighty to charge and to change us. And while I love, and I'm going to the movie, I've already got tickets, sci-fi and sports and things of these nature, things of this nature, and most people know, big hockey fan, I love all that stuff. But they cannot and will not and should not ever be my main place of escape. You know how I escape the world is by spending time with the Lord. That's the way to do it. Now, do I do that perfectly? No. Do I want to do it perfectly? Yes. Am I going to do that perfectly? Probably not. But am I going to quit trying? No. So enjoy the sci-fi. Enjoy all of it. Understand it, but recognize time with God is the keenest, and coolest component there is. Yeah, I made that up just now. I thought that was pretty good. All right, folks. Here we go. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here in KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, Marty, then SRN News, and then we'll be back for more.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.